This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. America's top military officer says he made a mistake last week in accompanying President Donald Trump on a walk through a Washington park that had been cleared of largely peaceful protesters. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley was in his combat uniform as he walked with the presidential entourage through Lafayette Park shortly after authorities used force to clear it. In remarks to a National Defense University commencement ceremony, Milley says, "I should not have been there," saying his presence created a perception of the military being involved in domestic politics.
"My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics."
Milley's statement risks backlash from a president sensitive to any perceived criticism of events he staged. The Pentagon's relations with the White House are tense after a disagreement over the president's threat to use active duty troops to tamp down civil unrest. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump administration is authorizing economic sanctions and travel restrictions against international criminal court workers directly involved in investigating American troops and intelligence officials for possible war crimes in Afghanistan. The executive order, authorized by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, will block financial assets within U.S. jurisdiction of court personnel who directly engage in investigating, harassing, or detaining U.S. personnel.
We're authorizing the imposition of economic sanctions against ICC officials directly engaged in ICC efforts to investigate U.S. personnel or allied personnel.
The United States has never been a member of the ICC, primarily because of concern over political prosecutions of U.S. military personnel. This is VOA News. India has reported a record of nearly 10,000 new coronavirus cases within a 24-hour period, with health services in the cities of Mumbai, New Delhi, and Chennai swamped by the rising infections. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
India's tally has reached nearly 300,000 confirmed cases, the fifth highest in the world, with just over 8,000 deaths. The spike comes as the government moved ahead with the reopening of restaurants, shopping malls and places of worship in most of India after lockdown of more than 2 months. Subways, hotels and schools remain closed. The actual infection numbers are thought to be higher because of limited testing. The health ministry said it was ramping up the capacity with daily testing of more than 145,000 people. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The coronavirus is beginning to reemerge, but there's a number of reasons to explain the increased number of cases found by the Associated Press in 21 states. Correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
In Texas, which has its most COVID-19 hospitalizations ever, thousands defied Governor Greg Abbott's order and hit the beaches and water parks over the Memorial Day weekend. People in Arizona flocked to the bars and restaurants when restrictions were lifted in mid-May, ignoring social distancing guidelines. In North Carolina, the increase in cases is likely due to more people getting out and about and more testing overall. No matter the reason, health experts are increasingly concerned that the trend will get worse as people return to work and venture out during the summer. I'm Tim McGuire.
Another week of a declining number of applications for jobless aid, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports 1.5 million more laid-off workers were seeking unemployment benefits.
The Labor Department says 1.5 million workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. The 10th straight week, the number of applications for jobless aid has declined. However, that figure shows many Americans are still losing their jobs as the economy begins to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The number of people receiving jobless aid fell slightly, an indication that some workers who were laid off have been recalled. But nearly 21 million people are still considered unemployed. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Concerns about the U.S. economy and the possible reemergence of the coronavirus in the United States sent stock prices tumbling on Thursday. The Dow was down 6.9%. The S&P lost 5.89%, and the NASDAQ dropped by 5.27%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.